Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
All right, it's Robin again. All right, so I
Okay.
just spoke to Mr. Allen. He said he's gonna look in through his mail. He's not sure. He's gonna try to appeal it. So I could say I told him he could go that route. So the reduction happened on the 31st of August, and I guess we didn't catch it on time. So really, your hours was supposed to get reduced. Well, his hours was supposed to get reduced on the 31st. Okay.
Why they didn't inform us or anything?
What they usually do is when they do the assessment,
Right.
and that's when they decide whether he should stay with his hours, increase his hours, or lower his hours. They usually send a letter in the mail, right?
Yeah,
And then
because
they
when the lady came out to assess her, she had put in requesting a 10-hour increase.
increase.
So we was waiting to let, yeah, we was waiting to hear to receive a letter to see
Yeah.
what was a decision on that, and we never received anything at all.
Yeah, so just 'cause she put in it for an increase doesn't mean that you guys are gonna get it. You understand? It's never
Right.
like
Right. It's
stamped,
a request.
basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
Right.
request. So sometimes things happen where they do give the request, where their hours stay the same, or where they give a decrease. In his case, they give a decrease. Now, yes, he can appeal it. So I already told him he got to call his service coordinator, the person that went out to do the assessment.
Right.
He got to call that person to appeal it, to do the appeal. But the thing is that we overbilled 28 hours, because since the decrease happened on the 31st, you already got paid for 55 hours for the first 2 weeks. Last week I can fix. Okay. And then what my administrator is gonna do also, since there's a decrease and you won't be getting no overtime hours, he raise your pay rate up, okay?
All right.
The thing is, we still overbilled. And again, it's not your fault, but it's
Yeah,
something
because
that
I
has
had
to,
no clue. I'm
like I
just
said,
on
it's
the
not your
list
fault. It's
area.
not your fault,
Right.
but it's something that has to get done. Okay,
Right.
like the first 2 weeks are overbilled, it's already paid. It's already paid to you in overtime hours. So there's nothing that can be done with that. Now, I'm doing last week's payroll, so last week's payroll is gonna have to change. And then
So I'm
anything
not gonna
after
get
that.
paid for the hour for
Well,
last week.
technically you already got paid. You got overpaid already, is what I'm saying. 'Cause I was supposed to do a decrease starting the 31st, but I didn't, because I didn't catch it. Nobody caught it. I caught it now, because in my calendar it shows pink days. When it's pink days, that means there's a problem within the calendar. You understand? They basically paid you ahead, in other terms. You understand? Since you were supposed to get a decrease, they basically paid you ahead already. That's why I gotta get decreased starting this payroll check. But your increase in your pay rate will go onto this payroll check. Me see, because I'm still over 28 hours. I can, to equal out and balance out the hours, I can lower your hours just for the rest of the month. Let's see. Oh, I can just lower it for this week and then have to take whatever else is left, have to take it as a loss. In my end, not your end. Three, six, nine. One, two, three, four, five, six. I mean, there's only 6 days left. Yeah, I might have to just change the hours for the rest of the month, for the next 6 days. All right, and then it'll go back. On the first, it'll go back to Your new hours be from, let me see, 3 to 8, which is 5 hours a day.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So I'm gonna just decrease it. Go ahead.
So the check that I get tomorrow, it's gonna be shorter than what it was.
Right. Right. And like I said, it's just because they overpaid it already in the beginning of the month. Like I said, it's not your fault, you know, but they already paid it, and they paid it in overtime hours. They didn't pay it in regular hours.
Right. So it's,
but your pay rate is going to be higher than what you usually get now.
Okay. So for the rest of the month, it's still my regular time. And then the first of the month, or how does it start? Will it start on a Sunday on a Monday?
No. For the rest of the month, we're going to lower your time. I'm going to lower your time for the rest of the month so it could equal out. Okay? And then starting the first, it'll be from 3 to 8, 5 hours a day. That's 35 hours a week. Okay?
Once he does the appeal,
if they decide to increase the hours back, then it'll be back on until they make another decision. That's how an appeal works.
Right.
Okay, so if he appeals it, it'll go back to the same 55, right?
Uh-huh.
Until they make the decision. And it'll stay like that until they make the decision. Now, if they make the decision on lowering it back, that's on them. That's not, I can't, right. I don't make that decision. That's them.
Right. So, but I'm just trying to be clear. So, for the rest of the month, continue to sign in and out the same times I was signing in and out?
No, so I'm gonna
start signing out 3 to 8.
Yeah, 3 to 8.
It's
starting on the first.
Okay.
Yeah, so the 3 to 8 is starting on the first.
Right. So do I still sign in 3 to 11 today?
No. It's still that's what I'm saying. It's still three to eight. It should have been 3 to 8 from the beginning of the month.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
So today do 3 to 8 starting then.
Right, no, you're gonna start that on the first so I can decrease the hours for the rest of the month. We only have 1, 2, 3, we have 6 days left. Right? So I need to give me 1 second. So the way that it works, right?
Uh-huh.
They authorize us a certain amount of hours per month.
Right.
Okay. So with the decrease, and since they already paid 2 weeks of the month ahead, like basically over, we're over 28 hours of what we're supposed to give you guys. So in order for me to at least get to some type of balance, at least close to it, I have to decrease the next 6 days in hours. Okay.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to get. So what for
right.
the next 6 days, what time do I clock?
You can do 3 hours for the next 6 days each day.
Okay.
All right, so you're gonna do from what I say? 3 o'clock, you're gonna do 3 to 6.
Okay.
All right, starting today, 3 to 6 all the way till the first. When the first hits, it goes back 3 to 8, which is 5 hours a day.
Okay.
Until he appeals it. If he can appeal it, the faster, actually, to be honest with you, the faster he appeals it, the faster it could probably go back to normal until they make the decision. You understand?
And since they didn't send us a letter, so we don't have an appeal, letter, how do we go about the appeal?
He has to call the service coordinator. I can give you their number. Hold on, give me a second. Because they're going to argue that they sent out something. I'm trying to tell you right now. We got nothing to do with them. You feel me? We're just the home care agency. They're the insurance. They're the ones that actually pay everything. So, let me see. Her name is Michelle. That's the one that came out, right? You don't remember?
No, I don't remember what her name was.
Was she a Spanish lady?
Yeah.
Okay, so then that's her, yeah. All right. Okay. You got something to write down with?
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
215
mm-hmm.
779
uh-huh.
6997. Michelle. Now you can't call. He has to call, right? So he has to call, and he's the one that has to ask for he has to ask to appeal it.
Right.
All
right.
And then once they pull an appeal, they'll send me an email stating, remain with a decrease or remain with his hours how it is regular until we make our final decision or anything in that nature, okay?
Okay. All right. I got you. Understand.
All right. And then you got my number? This is my direct line. Yeah. So if you got any questions or concerns, you can call me directly, all right?
Okay, got you.
All right. And I appreciate it, man. And I apologize once again, all right?
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you.
No problem.